Silence at the crossroads, silence at the crossroads, as I walked the ashen roads, darkness gathered like a shroud. The trees twisted above me, their branches tangled in an eternal dance of decay. I'd been on this road since dawn, but time lost all meaning here. No signs of civilization broke the stillness, no wind rustling through leaves, no bird songs to guide me. I recalled a phrase from my mentor's training, "The silence of the roads holds its own language." It was true, even without words, the roads spoke in whispers and shadows. I'd walked these paths often enough to pick up on the subtleties an overgrown path indicating recent travel, or the faint scent of smoke carried on the breeze. My boots crunched gravel as I arrived at the crossroads. Weary travelers often stopped here, their stories left etched in the dust like ghostly graffiti. The air reeked of damp earth and rust. In the center of the crossroads stood a lone, gnarled tree, its bark scarred with ancient symbols. A symbol of Cael Varn's kind, I'd learned to recognize them. As night fell, I spotted a figure huddled in the shadows. They didn't stir at my approach, lost in their own world of thought. Their stillness piqued my interest. This place was supposed to be a refuge from scrutiny, yet they remained seated, unhidden. My eyes adjusted to the dim light, the air vibrated with an undercurrent of distress. The figure raised its head, caught my gaze. We recognized each other in that instant. I'd worked for the Nightforge's curators long enough to learn their features by heart. This was Ira Vexar, a sister of the Broken Writ. With slow deliberation, she stood and met me at the gnarled tree's base. Her presence here spoke volumes. The Order would not take kindly to her being seen outside their fortress walls. We clasped hands briefly in a silent greeting, our understanding, no unnecessary words. Ira led me to the crossroads edge, where the shadows were thickest. "We've been watching you," she said quietly, voice low and deliberate. Her dark eyes hinted at the turmoil brewing within her. I gave a shallow bow. "The same." Her hands brushed against mine once more. We shared a single glance before I nodded to the black rose symbol pinned to my cloak's shoulder, her emblem as much as mine. Together, we knew our paths would soon diverge, but for now, at the crossroads, we stood as one. Ira opened her mouth to speak, then hesitated. "There's a thing I've seen." The world held its breath, waiting on her words. Only the night wind stirred in response. Her words tumbled forth, a rush of pent-up anxiety. "The Order has received a message from within the Broken Writ." She paused, scrutinizing my reaction, as if gauging the depth of our bond. "Someone there claims to possess information about the Thorn Key, a path we thought was lost forever." A shiver ran down my spine. I'd heard rumors, but they were mere whispers in dark corners. News like this didn't usually travel so quickly, especially from within their own ranks. Ira's concern and mine mirrored each other. The Broken Writ held secrets that could upend everything we'd sworn to protect. Ira handed me a small, worn leather pouch containing a folded parchment sealed with her family's symbol. "It came by owl." Her voice barely rose above a whisper. The moon was dipping low in the sky now, but I sensed the night pressing in, an unseen audience to our conversation. As she spoke, the air thickened, an unspoken weight settling between us for a moment. It felt as if the entire Black Rose Order stood there. The parchment's seal broke under my touch, the letter inside unfolded with a faint crease. Words danced upon the page in a script that sent shivers down my spine, ink made from the nightshade root, used by the Ancient Ones to ward off the unwary. "They're asking for our help," I said, the weight of their words settling into the silence. Ira's gaze turned inward, her face a study in shadows. "What are they saying, exactly?" The night seemed to hold its breath, as if waiting for her response or mine. In that pause, I weighed my options. How far did this entreaty stretch? As I scanned the letter's contents, the words etched into my mind like a burning brand. "We possess knowledge of the Thorn Key's resting place, hidden for centuries, and our master seeks your aid in retrieving it." The script seemed to writhe on the page, as if alive and eager to devour the very air around us. Ira's grip on my hand tightened. Her fingers were slick with sweat, a testament to the turmoil brewing within her. I looked up at her, our eyes meeting in a moment of shared comprehension. The implications of this message were far-reaching. If it was true, the Thorn Key could rewrite the very fabric of our world. My mind flashed back to the ancient texts I'd studied. The Thorn Key's legend spoke of immense power, one that could reshape reality itself. But with great power came crushing responsibility, and our kind had long vowed to safeguard the world from those who would misuse such abilities. I tucked the letter into my belt pouch, the weight settling heavy against my thigh. We stood there in silence, the shadows around us growing longer as the night wore on. The air vibrated with an unspoken question: what did we owe the broken writ, and how far would this entreaty stretch? Ira's eyes searched mine, seeking a decision. Her family's honor hung in the balance. I felt the weight of her gaze like a gentle rain, probing for an answer. In that moment, the trees around us seemed to lean in, their branches whispering secrets on the wind. A rustling in the underbrush caught my attention. Our nocturnal visitor stirred, its presence a reminder we were far from alone in this place. Ira's hand released mine, her eyes narrowing as she scanned the darkness. I followed her gaze. The hunched figure stood now, watching us with unblinking interest. The stranger took a step forward, its hood thrown back to reveal a messy tangle of black hair and an angular face lined with fatigue. Kael Varn's kin often shared such features. Their blood was like a river that flowed through generations, carrying the weight of secrets and traditions. I recognized this one. His name was Aaron, a wandering scholar who'd crossed paths with me on several occasions. His eyes locked onto Ira, and he hesitated before speaking. "Ira Vexar," he said, his voice low and cautious. "I've been watching you from afar. The orders and discretions have been whispered among the scholars." Aaron's gaze flicked to me, then back to Ira, his eyes clouding with unease. "You both know what I'm here for. The broken writ has received a message, one that could mean our very existence is at stake." Ira's expression turned guarded, her eyes narrowing as she measured Aaron's words. "What do you know of this message?" Aaron's eyes darted between Ira and me, his hesitation betraying a deep unease. "I've seen the parchment," he said finally, his voice low and laced with a mix of trepidation and curiosity. "The one with the seal of the broken writ. It arrived in the dead of night, carried by a raven." His gaze turned to Ira once more, his words taking on a note of accusation. "You're involved, aren't you? The Vexar family is embroiled in this somehow." Ira's grip on her hands clenched into fists, her face set in a mask of determination. "What does the message say?" she repeated, her voice steady, though her eyes flashed with a warning to Aaron that I'd learned to recognize. He hesitated, glancing at me before answering. "It speaks of an ancient pact, forged between your family and one of the Old Ones. A pact that could have far-reaching consequences if broken." I stepped back, my mind racing with the implications. The Old Ones were long dead, their memories reduced to myth and legend. If this was true, I felt a cold dread creeping up my spine as the weight of our shared burden settled upon me. Aaron's words echoed in my mind, the Thorn Key's resting place hidden for centuries, waiting to be unearthed by those who would misuse its power. The air seemed to thicken around us, heavy with unspoken threats and unseen forces at play. "We need more information," Ira said finally, her voice breaking the spell that had fallen over the three of us. "Tell me everything you know, Aaron." Her words hung in the air like a challenge, and I sensed the fragile balance of power shifting between them. The tension was palpable, a living thing that pulsed with its own heartbeat. Aaron's eyes flicked to mine, seeking permission or understanding. I wasn't quite sure which. His gaze lingered for an instant before he nodded, his words tumbling out in a rush. "I've seen the message. As I said, it speaks of a pact between the Vexar family and Erebus. The Old One of Shadows." He paused, glancing at Ira, who stood frozen, her face a mask of shock. "The terms are unclear, but it's clear they're asking for our help in retrieving the Thorn Key. In return, they offer a gift." I felt the air seem to vibrate with Ira's tension as she asked, "What kind of gift?" The shadows around us seemed to deepen, as if responding to her words, and Aaron's eyes clouded over once more. "That's the thing I don't know." The message is cryptic, but it speaks of a reward that will redress the balance between our world and another. His voice trailed off, his gaze drifting away from us as he lost himself in thought. The darkness seemed to press in closer, the night air heavy with unspoken questions. What was this gift, and what did it portend for the delicate balance of power in our world? I sensed Ira's unease mirroring my own, her eyes locked onto mine as we both sought a way forward from this tangled web of secrets and half-truths. The silence that followed was oppressive, a living thing that pressed upon us like a physical weight, and I knew we had to make a decision, one that would either bind us closer together or drive us apart forever. The rustling in the underbrush returned, more insistent now, as if the night itself was stirring, sensing our unease. Aaron's eyes snapped back into focus, his gaze darting between Ira and me once more. "We have to discuss this further," he said, his voice low and urgent. "There are those who would see us torn apart by this. We can't afford to be divided now." As one, the three of us turned towards the darkness, our hearts pounding with a mix of fear and anticipation, for in that moment, I knew we stood at the threshold of a choice that would forever alter the course of our lives. We moved through the forest with Aaron leading the way, the darkness swallowing our footsteps as we walked. The rustling in the underbrush grew louder, a constant reminder that we were being watched. I exchanged a glance with Ira, her eyes narrowed into slits as she scanned our surroundings. We navigated through the trees until we reached a clearing, and Aaron stopped, gesturing to a small cottage nestled among the trees. The windows were boarded up, and vines crawled up the walls like skeletal fingers. A faint light flickered from within, casting an eerie glow across the clearing. Aaron stepped forward, his eyes fixed on the door as he raised a hand to knock. I felt a shiver run down my spine. This was not a place I'd been before. Ira's grip on her hands was like ice, her knuckles white with tension as she watched the cottage. The door creaked open, and a hooded figure stood in the entrance, its face obscured by shadows. Aaron spoke, his voice low, "Ethan, it's me. I've brought friends." The figure nodded, its movements economical, as it stepped aside to allow us entry. We entered, our eyes adjusting to the dim light within. A fire crackled in the hearth, casting flickering shadows across the walls as we moved deeper into the cottage. The air inside reeked of old books and dust. Shelves lined the walls, packed with leather-bound tomes that seemed to sag under their own weight. Ira's eyes scanned the room, her gaze lingering on a shelf where several volumes were bound in black leather. I recognized one as an ancient text on the old ones. Its pages spoke of powers both wondrous and terrible. Ethan moved forward, his movements fluid, and gestured to a chair opposite him. "We have much to discuss," he said, his voice like gravel in a stream. Aaron sat, his eyes never leaving Ira's face as he began to speak once more. "The message from the Broken Writ, it speaks of an ancient pact between your family and Erebus. A pact that could have far-reaching consequences if broken." His words hung in the air like a challenge, and I felt Ira's gaze upon me searching for guidance. Ethan leaned forward, his eyes glinting with a hint of curiosity. "Tell me, Aaron, what do you know of this pact?" He spoke as one seeking information, yet there was an undercurrent to his tone, a sense that he knew more than he let on. Ira's face remained impassive, but I sensed her unease growing, her eyes darting between Ethan and Aaron as if searching for an angle of escape. The air in the cottage seemed to vibrate with tension, each word hanging heavy as a stone dropped into a still pond. Ethan's question hung in the air, a challenge to Aaron to elaborate on his cryptic words. He cleared his throat, choosing his next words with care. "It speaks of a ritual performed in secret by your ancestors. A pact was forged between your family and Erebus, binding you both in a mutual agreement." His eyes flicked to Ira, then back to Ethan, as if measuring the librarian's reaction. Ethan's expression remained impassive, but I sensed a faint ripple of tension beneath his surface. "A ritual," he repeated, his voice measured, though his words seemed laced with a hint of wariness. His eyes darted to Ira, then back to Aaron, as if seeking confirmation or clarification. The air in the cottage seemed to thicken, heavy with unspoken questions. What did this ritual entail? What was the purpose behind the pact? Ira's gaze locked onto mine, her eyes searching for some sign of reassurance. I offered a small nod, trying to convey that we would face whatever lay ahead together. Her jaw clenched, as if steeling herself for what was to come. Aaron's eyes never left Ethan's face, his words tumbling out in a rush. "It's not just any ritual, it speaks of a blood sacrifice, given by your family to Erebus, and in return the Old One granted them something." His voice trailed off, as if he hesitated to speak the final word. Ethan's expression remained unreadable, but I sensed a sudden stillness within him. The silence that followed was oppressive, weighing upon us all like a physical presence. In it, I heard the soft creaking of the old wooden shelves and the faint flicker of the fire casting eerie shadows on the walls. Ira's eyes remained fixed on mine, her face set in a mask of determination, as if daring anyone to speak a word against us. The air in the cottage was thick with unspoken questions, each one of us lost in our own thoughts as we weighed the implications of Aaron's words. Ethan's gaze never wavered from Aaron's face, his expression a mask that revealed nothing. I shifted uncomfortably, my eyes drifting to the ancient texts on the shelves, their covers worn and faded with age. Ira's grip on her hands tightened further, her knuckles white as she watched Ethan. "The Old One granted them something," Aaron repeated, his voice barely above a whisper. "But what it was, I don't know." His eyes darted to me, then to Ira, as if seeking reassurance that we understood the gravity of his words. The silence in the cottage stretched out like a living thing, each of us trapped in our own thoughts as we struggled to comprehend the weight of Aaron's revelation. Ethan's voice broke the stillness, his words dropping into the air like stones. "I think I know," he said, his voice low and measured. His eyes locked onto Ira's face, and for a moment, I thought I saw a flicker of understanding pass between them. But her expression remained impassive, a mask that hid her true emotions from view. Ethan continued, his words spilling out in a slow, measured rhythm. "The ritual was said to grant the family a boon, a gift that would bring prosperity and power beyond measure." I felt a shiver run down my spine as I listened to Ethan's words. The weight of what he spoke hung heavy in the air, like a promise that loomed over us all. Ira's eyes narrowed, her gaze flicking between Aaron and Ethan as if searching for any sign of weakness or deception. I watched her, my heart pounding with anticipation. I knew she was on the cusp of asking the question that would change everything. "A boon," Ira repeated, her voice steady, though her eyes betrayed a hint of unease. "What kind of gift could possibly balance out such a terrible price?" Her words hung in the air, like a challenge to Ethan to reveal more. But he simply shook his head, his expression unreadable. "Balance," Aaron muttered, his voice barely audible over the creaking of the old wooden shelves. "That's what they said, that the gift would redress the balance between our world and another." His eyes snapped back into focus as if recalling a memory long buried. "And now you're telling me it was just some kind of twisted bargain?" The shadows cast by the fire danced across Ethan's face, making his features seem to shift and writhe like living things. Ira's eyes never left his, her gaze piercing as she probed for the truth behind his words. I shifted in my seat, feeling the weight of their unspoken connection. It was clear that there was more to this than met the eye. "I know what they said," Ethan repeated, his voice measured and calm, though a hint of something like irritation crept into his tone. "But I also know what the texts don't say. The rituals performed under the light of the new moon, those were not for balance." His words hung in the air, like a challenge to Aaron to dispute him. Aaron's face went pale, and he shook his head as if trying to clear it. "No," he said finally, his voice barely above a whisper. You can't mean that. The broken it spoke of a sacrifice, yes, but balance, Ethan interrupted, his voice firm. It was a euphemism. A way to dress up the truth in fine words and gentle language. His eyes locked onto Iris, and for a moment, I thought I saw a glimmer of something like recognition, their shared understanding that went beyond words. Iris' grip on her hands tightened further, her knuckles white, as she watched Ethan. What do you know? She asked finally, her voice firm but laced with a hint of uncertainty. Ethan leaned forward, his elbows resting on the arms of his chair. I know that the ritual performed under the new moon was not for balance, he repeated. His eyes flicked to Aaron, then back to Ira. It was for power raw, unbridled power that comes with a terrible cost.